And so now it has come down to this. Dozens of leaders from Asia and Europe beating a path to communist China to find a solution to the greatest crisis capitalism has faced in more than 70 years. This meeting was planned in Beijing long before the credit crunch, but the symbolism seems unmistakable. China, the economic superpower of tomorrow, will play a major role in solving the economic mess of today.
Europe and Asia have come together in Beijing at the time of global crisis. And indeed, we are in a moment where we need global teamwork. As I said 2 days ago, we swim together or we sink together.
And now these leaders want new rules for global finance.
We need even more financial regulation to ensure financial safety.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy was looking for China's support for his plan to rewrite the rulebook for international finance. He didn't get that. But ahead of a major economic summit in Washington next month, he does have support for significant changes in the way business is done.
We needed to turn it into a decision-making forum. And this brings me to what the Chinese Prime Minister has said in relation to the Washington summit, that is to say that China was going to participate very actively.
But China will not be using its massive foreign reserves worth almost $2 trillion U.S. dollars to save the world. The government's focus, says the Premier, is to keep strong economic growth at home, already the slowest it's been in years, and expected to slow further in the coming months.
This summit was all about a united front. 43 countries representing half the world's economy demanding tougher rules for international finance, greater transparency, stricter supervision. All they have to do now is convince the US. John Bors, CNN Beijing.